It is bright and sunny up here on Sylvan Hill at Mater Dei Radio Studio. Not only because the sun is shining, the fog is cleared up here, but also our good friend Dina Marie Hale is joining us this morning. She came in a little bit early, she said, so she can spend some time talking with Jesus downstairs at our tabernacle. Good morning, Dina Marie.
Yes, I came on my sleigh. I did a little sleigh ride this morning coming into the studio. It wasn't as foggy as yesterday. We drove out to the Gethsemane Cemetery yesterday, and the whole drive, it was like pitch fog, cold. But once we got up to the cemetery, it was gorgeous, just like here. So
we're above it a little bit.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you were driving in kind of early today. We all had that little bit of fog. So I know that you were listening to the Morning Blend. You are our good friend that listens in the morning. Now, I had this question because we have a busy day in the Aiken household, and we've got all these moving parts that have got to go certain places, and at the end of the day I'm going to thank God because I know that he is going to be with me. I've gone to that well to pray to him before, but I also pointed out one instance where my daughter and I before the holidays decided to spend the busiest day leading up to it going to Costco, and just getting into the parking lot was crazy. And we said a little prayer to our Blessed Mother to help us find a space, and she did not let us down. But here's the question. I'd love for your expert answer. Does the Blessed Virgin Mary care if we get a spot up close to the door?
I don't know. You know, I haven't asked her that question particularly, so I'm not sure. But I'm sure you were doing this for reasons to provide for your family, and you weren't doing spending just to be, just to spend on a bunch of things you didn't need. So if you're doing things that you really need to do for your family, that you're safe, that she wants you to be able to be safe and find that spot. I always think, you know what, if I'm out far in the parking lot, that gives me more steps to like get my exercise in. Now, when it's pouring down rain, you know, sometimes I think, oh, Lord, you know, I don't really. But then I think, well, I'm going to get wet anyway. I might as well get some exercise while I'm doing it. So
that's right.
I'm grateful for whatever spot I get. But I'll tell you what, if you go shopping at 6:30 in the morning, like I stop by, nobody's in the parking lot.
Yeah, you're
so,
right about
you know,
that.
You could go really, really early and you'll find that great spot.
I love it.
And you'll cheer the Lord.
Cheer the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our cheerleader for Jesus, Dina Marie. I love that. Now, we have moved through the Christmas season.
Yeah, wow.
And I love this theme because we've been talking about kind of in between, that the church doesn't have in between seasons, that these weeks of ordinary time leading us into the Lenten seasons, it's an important part of our liturgical season. We are asked to grow and be close to our Lord. And we've got the beautiful celebrations of Christmas to lead off of. Miriam Marston gave us the word praise. Praise the Lord during this week.
Yeah.
So just kind of catch us up a little bit on, you know, how you're using these weeks and maybe how praise is could be a part of that time.
Yeah, praises, that's a great word. Thank you, Miriam, for that. And I think what I took out of 2025 was really having that jubilee of hope.
Yes.
And to be reminded on a lot of occasions, whether I was doing retreats focused on Pope Francis's messages about hope, but also hearing the discussion about hope and being listening to that in scripture, listening to that in prayer, that I'm hopeful. And then to challenge myself, why am I hopeful? What is it that I'm hopeful about? Is it about worldly things, about getting things, or is it about heaven? Is it about being with the Lord? Is it being a person of praise? You know, what am I really hopeful for? And to slow down a little bit, to really be thinking about that virtue, because it is something that we develop over time as we develop our relationship with the Lord, as we live deeper in the sacramental life. Okay, and then what does it cause us to do? I hope that we become a person of praise, that we become more thankful, that we're more aware of how God does weave his way through everything if we pay attention and if we don't get in the way. I think it was Brian who said, you know, let God be the steering wheel, like to help guide you rather than like you want to do all of the things, but to be listening to the Lord, to be more present so that you can see where he's working in somebody's life that maybe is irritating to you and you want to have some patience with that relationship. relationship or patience with that coworker or patience with that person at church that you work in a ministry with. And so, boy, to be a person of praise is huge. I love the Psalms, Brenda, and I'll tell you this. I was thinking about it as we were talking with our OCIA catechumens and candidates about prayer. And Deacon Fred was mentioning the Psalms as part of the evening prayer, morning prayer. And I thought, who would have been praying the Psalms? Well, the Blessed Mother would have been praying the Psalms. St. Joseph would have been praying the Psalms. And our dear Lord would have been praying the Psalms, the Holy Family. So I think about many of those praises in the Psalms are praising God, praising the Lord, praising in thanksgiving. And so, you know, what an example from the Holy Family that we can pick up in this new year. Let's be a people who praise.
I love that. That reminder that Jesus had the Psalms.
Yeah.
He would have read all of those all of the time.
Yeah.
And so those are great ways. Pray like Jesus prayed. That's,
yeah.
You're not going to go wrong
not
there.
Not going to go wrong there.
Dina Marie Hale joining us this morning, making the most out of these ordinary weeks leading into the Lenten season. Now, I like this game plan that you have going on. And again, focusing on these weeks, growing in faith. So that way, now we're coming to this Lenten season. It is a month away. And
yes.
So now we're ready to, like, we feel like I'm already working towards those Lenten, you know, sacrifices and things that I have ready to do. So we're going to begin this conversation. A couple minutes left. Just kind of what are you kind of looking forward to this Lenten season?
Wow. You know, just hearing, and I just heard it on Sunday, I guess, this year for dedicated to St. Francis. I'm super excited about that. I've been, since my relationship with the sisters, the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows, have a love and a special I just admire St. Francis and St. Clair. St. Clair is my confirmation saint, so I certainly love her. And so I'm really curious about, Lord, how is the spirituality of Francis going to impact my life and impact the church and I think impact the world? And so I'm looking for conversations, for opportunities in prayer. You're going to hear some things with me and Father Dan coming down the road to talk about this year of St. Francis. So I'm really looking forward, because I think in the Lenten season, Francis is going to have a lot to guide us in terms of following the cross. Following the cross. So I think that is, okay, I'm going to get prepared for that. And a lot of the preparation, Brenda, really is about listening and having that quiet time, being in that time with the Lord, reading a little scripture and getting that journal out and just, okay, what's coming up about my preparation with the cross? And how do I follow the cross more like Jesus?
And follow the cross the way that St. Francis did also, in giving up a life, a comfortable life, giving it all away and taking up Christ's mission on earth.
Yeah.
So looking forward to those conversations with Father Dan. We've got more that we want to talk about. We're coming up against a break, so join us in our next half hour. Dana Marie still going to be with us right here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, as I said, it might be a little chilly out there. 38 degrees, that's cold. But boy, that sun is shining our studio. Dina Marie Hale with us today. Boy, it is glorious. I mean, what a beautiful just reminder that even when there are clouds in the sky, what a beautiful reminder that, you know, the sun is still there.
Yeah.
Like God is, even in the clouds of our own lives, God is right there with us. So just a beautiful reminder this morning. Dina Marie joining us today to let us know what she has got coming up. Your calendar, I can imagine, starting to fill up with a few things. You're out helping the sisters at Our Lady of Peace retreat. So again, I think the 18th of February is Ash Wednesday.
It's Ash Wednesday, February 18th, folks, which is after Valentine's Day or St. Valentine's Day. So you get to have that final, in fact, our Knights of Columbus, I'll do a little plug for one of the past parishes of the week, that the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a prime rib dinner at Immaculate Heart in Kelso. And it's always phenomenal. I mean, you get a serious portion of prime rib, of course, that beautiful potato, vegetables, and Kalama sourdough rolls. I mean, it's a phenomenal meal for $30. So I would encourage people. It'll be on the 14th of February.
Okay.
Which should be on St. Valentine's Day.
That's perfect. That's a week Saturday, I believe it is this year.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. So you can have that nice meat meal before you give it all up. For Lent.
That's right.
But Ash Wednesday, yes, and for several years, I don't know for how many years back, Our Lady of Peace Retreat House and the sisters have hosted a day retreat. So that's usually two conferences, the Mass, of course, distribution of ashes, time for confession, time to really enter into the Lenten season with that Ash Wednesday retreat. Of course, that's Wednesday the 18th this year. And you've talked to Father Augustine Highlander many times, who's over right now at the Benedictine Lodge.
On the Mackenzie River.
So he's going to be the retreat master. And he's just so joyful. He's just full of life and love. And he's going to be focusing on the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary.
Okay.
So he'll take us through those sorrowful mysteries of the rosary for that Ash Wednesday retreat at the Sisters at Our Lady of Peace retreat. So do register for that, because that's a great way to enter in. I encourage people, if they can, take that day off. I mean, make that, because it is a day of abstinence, mm-hmm. And prayer, that if you can, work your schedule out. You have time right now to plan and prepare. Not everybody in your workplace, unless you work for the church, is Catholic. So, you know, you could probably be the one to ask for the day off, come to the sisters for that retreat, and then really enter into those 6 weeks of Lent. I'm excited for now my third year in a row to go to the grotto. You know, the grotto is a great place to go anytime, but particularly on a pilgrimage, on a time of retreat, a time of prayer. During Lent, it's a beautiful time to walk the grounds, to meditate the Stations of the Cross. On the 20th of March, will be a Friday in Lent, I'll have a day Lenten retreat. So we'll kick off about 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll close about 3. We'll have time for that Lenten Mass and opportunity for prayer in the Chapel of Mary, as well as confession, a light lunch, and an opportunity for fellowship and really to go deeper into the season of Lent on that retreat. So that's going to be hosted by Faith Moments. On my website, I have the information about that at the grotto. Again, it's a beautiful place. And every year, it's just been gorgeous over there for people to walk the grounds. Many people have never been there. You know, they come from the coast. Maybe they come from further up north or down south. And they go, oh, I've always wanted to be at the grotto. Let's go for Lent. And so that'll be March 20th. And then I'm looking forward to just scheduling more Lenten retreats. So any parish who might be looking right now is a good time to put that on your calendar of what are we going to do for Lent? Are we going to do maybe an evening, an afternoon, a Saturday day of recollection? I'd love to do that with your parish, whether you're in the Diocese of Seattle or in Portland or maybe over in Boise, Idaho. I don't know. You know, it'd be kind of nice to go get my sled over there and cross a couple of state lines. Who knows?
Dana Marie, you have a message and a vehicle. And so you are willing to take that message to all kinds of parishes.
Absolutely.
You know, as we look into this new year, I mean, you and I both have lived many Lenten experiences. Mm-hmm. So what are you kind of thinking coming up to 2026, this Lenten season, that how will you make this Lenten season, or how will your message be for this Lenten season that, well, makes it not like all of the others? So that way it's just something new that we approach this year.
Yeah, I try to listen, particularly when I'm in Mass. And one of the Masses just not too long ago, I was sitting and looking at the crucifix. And boy, Jesus just kind of, I was thinking about all of the problems and issues and things that people experience, the difficulties and working, right? As I mentioned, I help with a team with OCIA. So these are people who either want to be baptized or they've been baptized and they want to come into full communion with the Catholic Church and they want to go through that journey. And they come with many different stories from all over. Or just when you're talking with a friend, you hear, you know, a difficulty that they're facing, whether it's a relationship or a physical issue or what have you, or a financial issue. And I think about all of these things and the things in the world. And then I look up at Jesus on that cross. And I said, on that cross, affixed with those nails, what can he do? Up on that cross, affixed with those nails, what did he do? You know, you think, oh, I've got to fix all of these things. My hands are free. I can get up and move around. Jesus was fastened on the Holy Cross. And I just kept looking. And I look at it in your studio right here above your head, Brenda. And I think, what did he do from that cross? He couldn't move. He was being interrogated. He was being unjustly crucified. He saved the world. So what kind of problems do I have? What kind of problems, you know, I have? It's challenging me to look deeper into that cross. That's why we talked earlier about the cross. And I'm asking for St. Francis and St. Clare to help me be able to embrace that cross. Let me understand better what that cross is all about. We talk about it. We talk about carrying your cross. What are you going to, you know, but those are words, but really it's about actions. So I think we get into, what are you going to do for Lent? What are you going to get? It's not, let's just be it.
Let's
experience
be it.
Yes. You know, and don't even tell other people. You don't worry about that, but just, you know, talk to Jesus about, okay, how am I going to grow during Lent? And so for me, for these Lenten retreats, for this time in Ash Wednesday, what have you, it's about that cross, and it's about looking at Jesus, what he did on that cross that no other person could do, has ever done, will ever do. It's changed the world, and it started at the Incarnation. We just had that beautiful time of Advent and Christmas to focus on God actually came to us in a manger, in a little tiny place, poverty. Here's animals. It's cold. I don't have food. Here he is. He's going to be in our messiness. The Incarnation. He's in the wood of the crib. And then he goes to the wood of the cross.
Wow.
You know, so I think maybe we get some splinters. Maybe we're going to get some splinters, and those little splinters of wood are going to tie us closer to the cross. So I challenge people to look at that crucifix and spend time. Ask St. Francis, because our Holy Father, Pope Leo, has said, hey, we're going to look to St. Francis. And I was just reading a little bit more from Pope Leo, his focus on peace, because this is what we associate a lot with Francis and peace. So, you know, the cross does bring us peace. It brings us the ultimate peace. So those are some of the things that I'm challenging myself to be listening for and reading scripture, prayer time, getting into some more resources, that writings of St. Francis, writings about St. Francis, talking to our Franciscan community, those that love St. Francis, to get that sense of the cross. And so here we go.
Dina Marie, just listening to you talk about that. There was nothing about Christ's crucifixion that was peaceful, except for the way that Christ offered himself up to that cross. He accepted it. He accepted it and he offered his life for all of us. Yeah. Beautiful words. Thank you so much for that. And I think for all of us too, we are eager to experience this first Lent with our Holy Father, Pope Leo, to be able to hear and allow him to guide us through these days. Well, Dina Marie, it's always such a great morning when you come to join us. Now, for those who were listening saying, yes, we want to bring that message, the way that you are speaking, to our parish community this year, how are they going to connect with you and find ways to be able to create or have your retreat brought to their parish?
Absolutely. Just simply go to my website. It's called DinaMarie.org, DinaMarie.org, and all that information is on there. And I hope to see you during Lent. Certainly stop by the sisters at Our Lady of Peace retreat, because that's a Franciscan place to pray and to rekindle your spirit. So it's always fun to hear everybody, to see everybody through the radio waves. And we wish everybody a blessed second week in ordinary time.
I love it. And it's always a blessing for us, Dina Marie, when you join us. Thanks so much for being here.